So we're really excited about this event this weekend. We're going to have a bunch of bands at the ORDOC. So the ORDOC is hosting us. And we got three great bands. They're donating their services. We got some swing. We got some country, rockabilly, bluegrass. And it's just going to be amazing. They did it for us last year, and it's just going
to
be...
I was going to ask, you did something like this last year, if I remember correctly, so it must have been successful enough to give it another go.
Yes, yes. It was great last year. The ORDOC said that it was the best turnout they've ever seen for a nonprofit, and so we're just really excited to do it again, and we're just thankful that they're offering it for us.
You can't go wrong with that. What are the details? When and what time?
Well, it's going to be this Sunday, and it's going to be from 6 to 10. We got three bands. We got the Bad Luck Lullabies, Sparrow Tree, and Starlight Minstrels, and they're coming all the way up from Duluth.
Really?
So, yeah, just for us. So we're really excited about that, and it's going to be at the ORDOC. And basically, there's just a cover charge to get in, you know, any kind of donation. We're suggesting $5, but whatever you want to give.
Free will or something.
Yeah, we won't turn away more.
No, you won't turn it away. Yeah. And that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like I said, you did it last year, successful, so now you're giving it a go. And with the money that you raise, you know, what are some of the primary things that you do use it for?
Well, the primary things we use all of our fundraising for is obviously to help the animals at the shelter, keep our building operating. But we also have a lot of programs we offer the community, and so we like to fund those as well. So it's really just to keep us in the community and operating because they need us and the animals need us.
You know, it's probably a challenge that because I always want to make sure that whenever we talk with you guys that it's understood that even if people are still holding on to the like the previous name or whatever with the Marquette County tie-in and whatever, you don't have any government support or any tax support or any of that, that you run completely on donations.
Yeah, we're a community shelter and we pretty much just function by what the community gives us. You know, we work hard to do grant writing and get our name out there that way, but it's pretty much just what the community gives us. So that's why we like to have these fundraisers to have a little fun.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be that way. Again, it's coming up on Sunday, you say, 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. to 10, and it's going to be three different bands, and tacos are going to be there, the taco truck, and we're going to have some U-Paws stuff to sell and just information about U-Paws, but it's mostly just to come and dance the night away and, of course, drink some good beer.
You've got always somebody to come and see you. Got some furry friends at the shelter right now that you'd encourage folks to stop by. So what's without getting into everything, what's going on at the shelter?
Well, you know, the whole reason that we have these shindigs and raise funds is for the animals, and that's what we have at the shelter, animals. You know, if you're looking for a pet, and spring's a great time for a pet, everybody's ready to get outside, get moving. We got some amazing animals right now. We got some beautiful cats, friendly cat, you know, kitty cuddlers, lap warmers. But we just got some.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we still need those right now, but that's another story.
Oh, you could always use a cat on your lap. Everybody needs a cat on their lap.
Yes, I agree.
But we also got some incredible dogs. We've recently took in maybe about four or five dogs this week, and they just got some wonderful personalities. And really, there's a fit for everybody. We like to say an animal for every home and a home for every animal.
And that's something that you guys do work on really, really hard. I mean, you make sure that if you're going to send, if you're going to make this happen, you do take steps to make sure that the animal is compatible to the home. You got a lot of research that you do with that.
Yeah, I mean, we take a lot of pride that we get to know the animals very well. They're our animals until they're yours. And so we get to know their personality. And then we want to get to know you as the adopter and help find that fit that's right for your family, because that's what we're here for, to find family pets for families.
How about volunteers? Are you looking for volunteers at the shelter and volunteers for things when you're doing, you know, public presentations and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, we love our volunteers. We have a great volunteer base, but we're always looking for dedicated people. And the same kind of thing goes, we have something for everybody. If you want to just sit and cuddle with kitties, that's great. If you want to walk some dogs, if you want to work at a fundraiser, you name it. If it needs to be done, we'll put you to work.
One of the things also we've talked about with you guys, and I think this is important to mention, is that you're always looking for things like maybe some blankets and towels and things like that to kind of help, you know, with the cages and with the spaces for the animals. And folks can certainly get that to you as well.
Yeah, you know, it's just one more way to support U-Paws. We go through a lot of supplies, paper towels. towels, a lot of litter, leashes, food. I mean, really anything that you think an animal would need, we would probably use it or put it to use.
The money is greatly appreciated, of course, as well. But, you know, those items can certainly be used. And that's what the event coming up here now is all about. And let's recap for folks that are just joining us that you've got this event coming up this weekend. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It was a blast last year. You're doing it again. What's all happening?
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to spend money on U-Paws and donate, why don't you come out and dance and do it too? So we have at the Ordock, it's our spring barn dance. We are suggesting people to kind of get dressed up if they want and kind of barn dance outfits if they want. They don't have to, but it's basically a donation at the door. We got three bands. We got the Bad Luck Lullabies, Sparrow Tree, and Starlight Minstrels. We got the taco truck out there, and the Ordock has some great beer to serve you. So,
information there also on U-Paws that if people want to find out more, maybe they want to volunteer, it'd be a great place to even get a name in or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great place to, there's going to be a lot of U-Paws people out there, a lot of volunteers, a lot of staff, so you can just sit and talk with us, ask us questions if you want, but also just come out and have fun.
So if people can't maybe make it to this event or whatever, how can they find out more about you guys? First of all, your location and then your webpage.
Our webpage is www.upaws.org. We also have a great Facebook page with a lot of followers, and we update it constantly. And then we are located in Negaunee Township on Snowfield Road, kind of behind the old airport in that location. Not too far from Marquette or Negaunee or Ishpeming. So just come out and visit us. We're always looking for people just to stop in and say hi.
And phone number for folks to call?
475-6661.